And hello and welcome. Happy weekend. This is 88.1 FM WYCE, and I am station manager Phil Tower with you on WYCE's Community Connection. As we focus this week's program with our friends from the Kent County Health Department, we are going to focus on lead and concerns about lead in some older homes or homes of the lead service line carrying your one of your most valuable resources into the home, which is, of course, water. We are focused here in the Kent County area, and I'm pleased to have in studio with me Joanne Hoganson, Director of Community Wellness at Kent County Health Department. Hello, Joanne.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you here. And Sarah Simmons is Director of Environmental Health at the Kent County Health Department. It's great to have you both in studio.
Thank you. Good morning.
So let's talk about this. First of all, we've been hearing about lead for a long time, lead abatement. Typically, it was about old homes with lead in the paint. Now, a focus on, and we certainly, all of us, if you're in Michigan, we've lived through the Flint water crisis, many other municipal water scares and water crises, and now a focus on homes in the greater Kent County area. And let's just first of all, and either one of you jump in on this, geographically, what area are we talking about in terms of concern with older homes and pipes and water with lead potentially?
I would say all of Kent County, really. We have a lot of data, which Joanne can speak to, regarding our children and the exposures of lead in our children in specific zip codes. But it is something that all people in Kent County need to have an awareness of, are the potential hazards of lead within their home, whether it be in their plumbing or whether it be in their paint or other sources.
Yeah, and even if they're in a relatively new house, if they have an old lead service line that they're hooked up to, that could be a concern as well, too.
Correct. But we do know that there are lead service lines still remaining in the city of Grand Rapids. And you can find, if you do live in the city of Grand Rapids and you want to know if you have a lead service line, you can look that up on the city of Grand Rapids website, as well as go to gettingaheadoflead.com, which has a direct link to that website as well. Also, City of East Grand Rapids has that same opportunity on their websites as well to look up if you have a lead service line.
Yeah, that's one of the most important things you will learn from this conversation you're hearing on the radio. Is there's a terrific website, and the website is simply gettingaheadoflead.com. And that's not Led Zeppelin lead. That's LEAD, just in case you were wondering. It's a terrific resource. And one of the things that surprised me on here, Joanne and Sarah, is just the reality of the fact that some homes, which could be considered relatively newer, could have older faucets or pipe fittings that were installed or sold before 2014. That surprises me. We're talking about lead in those fixtures?
Yes, and it's interesting because 2014 just isn't that long ago.
No, it isn't.
And so we have families, and particularly families with children, that may be getting lead from the fixtures in their house, even though their house is not very old.
Is there, first of all, let's start with the tolerance level and the safety level. We have the parts per million we hear about in terms of acceptable levels of a chemical. We sadly have had to deal with PFAS in this community, which mm-hmm. is now a nationwide, if not a global challenge for a lot of communities, the PFAS chemicals. But what about lead? Is there a safe or acceptable level? And then obviously for people just wondering, hearing this on the radio, wondering, boy, I wonder if I'm safe, besides checking your lead service line possibility, mm-hmm. can they test their water? And is there an acceptable test? Who wants to take that?
So there's a lot to unpack in that one.
Okay, unpack so as much as you want, Sarah.
I'm going to take a stab at a part of it, but I think some of it belongs to Joanne as well. You know, there is no acceptable level of lead in the human body. It really serves no purpose. The reason why we are focusing on water is because this is one of those opportunities that we have that is unique to really get ahead of an exposure source. Though it is not the primary concern in our community, paint and dust really is the highest source of contamination in our community. It is one more point of exposure that we can reduce or eliminate by addressing it in the water. So that's the primary focus of this pilot, is to really get that knowledge out that no lead is good lead. We do have health values established and things that like that that Joanne can speak to that continue to lower.
Lead has different impacts depending on the age of the person that's getting the lead. So our goal, especially for infants and young children and pregnant women would be no lead whatsoever.
Right.
And even though most of the lead that contaminates the people of Kent County comes from the paint or paint chips or paint dust, there's still a small portion that comes from water. And that's a relatively easy fix by using a filter, because the filters will screen out the lead and make water much safer. So especially women that are preparing formula for their babies, children that are drinking water from fountains, during those crucial developmental years, it's very important that they get no lead whatsoever. That means no lead from paint, no lead from dust or the soil around a house, and no lead from water. And boy, it's hard to think that we would be telling children not to drink water. So what we need to do is try to get the water filtered so that it is safe for consumption.
And there is a resource through Kent County Health Department for water filters, for certified lead-reducing water filters, and we'll talk about that as well. We also want to really make sure we're being clear that there's no concern about the municipal water supply in Grand Rapids, that water is safe, it's drinkable, but it's about the pipes, the fittings, and so on that are the concern. And while we're talking about this, we're focusing primarily on residential homes, but there are a lot of old school buildings, there are old churches, old public buildings all throughout the greater Kent County area. What is the focus there, Joanne or Sarah?
If I could just take a minute and take a little bit of a step back.
Sure.
So just to be clear with the community, because I think that this is really important, is that to differentiate in between is that this isn't just a conversation about municipal water. It's a conversation about all water. It's really even about people who are on well water that maybe don't have, you know, maybe tend to think more about lead when they're thinking about municipal water because of things like Flint. So just making sure that the listeners are really thinking like beyond the borders of where the municipal water systems are, and how can we really think about this in the context of the internal plumbing of your house and how that can impact your kids and things like that. So in terms of, like, to respond directly to your question, the churches, the what we'll call commercial buildings, they are all regulated by Department of Environmental, Great Lakes, and Energy. So they partner with them to make sure that they do all the proper monitoring and whatnot to ensure the safety of their water.
By the way, we're speaking about the concern over lead in the water, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, and Kent County's Health Department, along with the City of Grand Rapids, have partnered to, quote, get ahead of lead. There's a terrific website you can use to learn more about how to make sure you have good, clean, safe drinking water in your home. Get ahead of lead. Getting ahead of lead.com. Free water filters are available for some people. How do you know, Joanne and Sarah, if you qualify, if you are eligible to receive a free lead reducing or lead eliminating water filter?
There are a few questions that everyone will be asked, and I'll have Sarah explain what those questions are. But our goal is to get as many filters out to the appropriate people as possible. So we're not trying to hold them back. We're trying to push them out. And Sarah will tell you what questions are going to be asked. And if you answer yes to these questions, you would be able to walk away with a filter in your hand, or they can be mailed to you as well.
So the criteria for the eligibility for the free filter is really pretty specific. It's for a person in the home who may be pregnant or has a child under 18 in the home and has a household member enrolled in WIC or Medicaid, and the household is unable to afford a filter. The process when you do come or reach out to us to get a filter, we do not get into the weeds on eligibility, if you will. So we want it to be as easy and painless as for people as possible, because as Joanne pointed out, we want to make sure that we get as many of these filters out to reduce even just one single point of exposure from causing harm to a child.
Fair enough. By the way, we are here in studio with guests from the Kent County Health Department. Joanne Hoganson is Director of Community Wellness at the Kent County Health Department. And you just heard Sarah Simmons, Director of Environmental Health at the Kent County Health Department. This is an ongoing program, getting ahead of lead to make sure that there is focus in this area. It's obviously very important. I cannot stress enough how great this website is. It's got all kinds of information, including a link to the map if you live in the city of Grand Rapids to find out if you have a lead service line. There are still some lead service lines in the city. I know a lot of municipalities, you guys are working to replace those lead service lines, but fair enough to say this is an ongoing process, right?
Yes, and I think it's important to note that while we have a goal of removing lead service lines in our county, that is a long process. It's going to take many years, and in the meantime, there's little children being born and being exposed to lead. So while we are working on the bigger environmental issue, we also want to provide resources so that families can filter their water and have safe water for their children.
And to add on that too, that was a great segue, Joanne, is that tips for people that maybe choose opt out to not have a filter. There are things that you can do in the home to protect yourself and reduce exposure without a filter. Though we encourage the filter, there are other steps that you can take. One of them is flushing your lines after they've been stagnant for a long time. So let's say if you wake up in the morning, run your cold water until it feels cold as it would normally be. Run a load of laundry, do dishes, get that water moving through the plumbing in the house. That's a great opportunity. And then the other thing that you can do that's really super simple is on the end of your faucets, there's this little tiny screen. It's a little piece that unscrews, and there's a diagram on the Getting Ahead of Lead website and how to do this in particular. It's called an aerator. And take that out every 6 months and clean it. Give it a good clean, because over time, whether we want to think about this or not, things fall off in our pipes. We get things that stagnate in there and little crusty minerals and things like that flush out. And then we just need to give that a good rinse every so often. And then lastly, though not affordable for everybody, it is another means to correct the problem, is to work through removing those sources from your home, whether it be replacing fixtures or changing out plumbing.
Is there a resource for that in terms of checking your plumbing and your fixtures?
Yeah. So on our Getting Ahead of Lead website, our communications team put together a fantastic video to help guide people through the process of identifying what type of plumbing you have in your home. It's not a very long video, but it's really, really informative, and it can put people's mind at ease or help them identify, maybe a behavioral shift they need to make in the house.
Appreciate knowing that. And as you're hearing this conversation on the radio, cannot stress enough, everything we're speaking about, 99.9% of it is found at gettingaheadofled.com. This is a terrific website, again, in partnership with the Michigan Department for Health and Human Services, Kent County Health Department, and the City of Grand Rapids. And as you just heard Sarah say, check that screen on your kitchen sink, any place where you have a faucet with a screen on the end. I've done that before, and it's surprising what you see come out of that. And do run the water, especially if you've been on vacation.
Yes.
You should probably run it for at least 5 minutes just to clean everything out and to feel better about the quality of water. Now, you can shower and do clothes and things like that with water that is untreated, right?
Correct. The name of the game on this is just making sure that you're flushing the water that you actually drink or make formula with or prepare food with.
Any final thoughts you want to leave our listeners with, Joanne or Sarah? Any words of wisdom?
Well, I would just like to add, as people in our community become parents, we're all committed to wanting to do what's best for our children. And we work so hard in so many areas. It would be a shame if we were actually hurting our children because we didn't understand that the water that comes into our house could be contributing to lead poisoning. So if we are committed parents for doing what's best for our community's children, we need to take every measure possible. We need to look at our paint. We need to look look at the dust in our house, but we also need to look at our water and make sure that we are not unknowingly contaminating our children with something that would seriously damage their development.
Lead paint was in use as late as 1978. You want to be thinking about that, especially if you're in a home that very possibly in some areas could still have lead paint. And again, a lot of great resources on the landing page, which is gettingaheadoflead.com. Gettingaheadoflead.com. I want to thank Joanne Hogenson, Director of Community Wellness at the Kent County Health Department, as well as Sarah Simmons, Director of Environmental Health at the Kent County Health Department. They've been our guests on this segment of WYCE's Community Connection. We'll talk to you again next week.